Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear about our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. If you've got access to 401k through your employer, don't sleep on it because it's one of the best tools out there today for building retirement income that may help you secure the type of post-career lifestyle you want. You're talking tax-deferred growth, long-term compounding, and in a lot of cases, free money from the employer just for showing up and contributing. On today's show, we'll consider some ways you might be able to maximize your 401k balance so that you can look ahead with more confidence. And before I introduce our co-host, Jacqueline, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. I mean, Amanda, you and I were just talking before the show, and there are some big things coming for you, and I could not be more excited. I'm not going to spill the beans yet. I mean, I will let that be up to you when you want to, but just you've got events going on. You are a busy, busy bee, and I could not be more happy for you.
Oh, we're super excited over here at Aspire Money Management.
What can you share with us about anything?
Well, today, what we're going to be talking about is building up your 401k. Let's build up today's conversation around a U.S. News and World Report article, 10 Strategies to Maximize Your 401k Balance. Strategy step one is saving more than just your employer's automatic saving rate. Bear in mind that many employers will auto-enroll you in 401k, usually at a smallish percentage, like 3%. While it's certainly a good idea, it's probably not going to get you to retirement you're dreaming about. A smarter move may be to bump up what you're contributing up each year, especially when you get a raise. Not only does that supercharge your savings, but from a bigger point of view, you're building a more solid financial foundation. And that foundation might be able to better support your lifestyle in retirement when you do retire.
Well, and let's not forget about that solidifying your 401k strategy is an excellent reason to schedule a check-in with your financial services professional, right, Amanda? I mean, if you aren't currently working with a financial services professional, there is no time like the present, today.
That is very true. And hopefully your financial services professional are bringing up these topics.
Yes.
Your next step is to make sure you're getting a 401k match if your employer offers one. So let's talk about that. Essentially, because your workplace offers a 401k match, that's exactly what it is. Contributing at least enough to get the full match and boom, you're basically doubling your savings of what you're putting into the account. Many plans even auto-enroll you at a rate that captures that match. So unless you actively opt out of that, you're already in the game. So stay in line with what you're contributing and let your money work twice as hard for you in your future.
No kidding. I mean, make your money work for you. And also, it's basically free, right? So, I mean, you don't need to be a financial services professional to know that you shouldn't leave what's basically free money just sitting on the table.
Very, very true statement. That is 100% correct. So before you jump ship to a new job, do yourself a favor and check your 401k vesting schedule. Because if you leave before you're fully invested, you could be walking away from a significant amount in employer contributions. That's not just lost money. It's lost momentum, lost compounding, and potentially a smaller legacy for your loved ones down the road. In enhanced planning, it's often the small decisions that echo the loudest. So stick it out a little longer if it means keeping what you've earned. your future self will thank you.
And Amanda, let's reiterate something you've brought up on a previous show. I mean, we don't want to imply that you should stay in a job that makes you miserable or that you shouldn't jump on a new opportunity that furthers your career. We simply mean that it's important to be thoughtful when making a professional transition. And we all know, I mean, I'm sure, Amanda, you've been there too. We've had some terrible jobs. So get out of there and make that decision for yourself.
That is a great point, Jacqueline. That is very true. Now, here's what you need to really rely on your team for: sitting down with a financial services professional and tax professional to figure out how to squeeze every last drop of value out of your retirement plan. Right now, you can contribute up to $23,500 if you're under 50. And if you're 50 or older, tack on an extra $7,500. And if you're between 60 and 63, you may be eligible to throw in even more with a special $11,250 catch-up amount. So traditional 401ks are funded with pre-tax dollars, which means your money grows tax deferred until it's time to withdraw. And that tax break today can add up to a serious windfall tomorrow.
No kidding. I mean, catch-ups can really be a big deal for some older workers, but we're not old, right, Amanda? So that's great news.
That's
for
right. We're not. Yeah, that's right. So here, let's talk about potentially a wise move to talk about with your financial services professional: adding a Roth 401k to the mix. It's funded with after-tax dollars, which means the money you put in now, you can take out tax-free later. And if you think taxes might be higher down the road, and let's be honest, they probably will be, so that could be a huge win. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about you. Roth assets can be passed to your heirs without triggering a big tax bill. That's making a very powerful tool, not just in retirement, but for legacy planning too. But while a Roth 401k can be a powerful retirement tool, they aren't without potential drawbacks. So contributing are made with after-tax dollars, which means no immediate tax break like you'd get with a traditional 401k. That can be a disadvantage for high earners who benefit more from upfront deductions. So required minimum distributions, RMDs, still apply, unlike Roth IRAs. And if your tax rate ends up being lower in retirement, you might pay more taxes than necessary. So employee contributions also go into traditional 401k buckets, creating mixed tax treatments. So strategy planning is a big key in making Roth conversions or Roth 401ks work efficiently.
Yeah, no kidding. And a Roth IRA and a 401k, I mean, those work very well together. So making the plan together for that pre-tax versus after-tax is super important. Amanda, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you before we continue?
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net, or you can call my office at 919-342-7715.
Thank you. And during today's show so far, we've been chatting about ways you may be able to maximize your 401k balance. We've discussed saving more than your employer's automatic savings rate, getting a 401k match if your employer offers one, which many do, and staying at your current employer until you're fully invested, maximizing your tax break, and potentially diversifying with a Roth 401k. That gets a lot of, you know, that can get very confusing. We've talked a lot. And so what do you have for our next segment, Amanda?
So a good point. The U.S. News and World Report article, 10 Strategies to Maximize Your 401k Balance, has a bit more information that I'm really eager to show to you guys here today, including the importance of not cashing out early. We've all had those opportunities where cash gets tight and that 401k balance start looking like a lifeline. But before you dip into it, hit pause. Okay, think about that. If you're under 59 and a half, you're not just going to pay taxes, you're also going to be handing over 10% in penalties. That's a double hit. Mm. But here's the big problem. You're robbing your financial future. Okay. So every dollar you pull out of today is a dollar that you won't grow and won't be there when you need it later. And for an estate, looking at it as an estate planning standpoint, keeping those assets intact means more control, more options, and a bigger legacy to pass on to your heirs.
No kidding. I think we can all say that we like more control over things. And while the main goal of retirement planning is to do as much as you can to maintain your lifestyle after you're done working, I think many people are eager to also leave assets behind for the people they love, their children, which a lot of, you know, for you, your children, right, Amanda?
That's right. Yep. So if you're looking at potentially switching jobs, here's a pro level move to keep your retirement dollars working harder. Think about it as a rolling over your 401ks. Don't cash it out. A rollover lets you move that money into an IRA or a new 401k without any fees, taxes, or penalties. Too many folks get tripped up here and end up, you know, leaving their nest egg or their 401ks at their existing companies. Don't be one of them. Most companies and plan managers make rollovers easy and free. The key is to keeping your money in motion so that it keeps you growing towards your goal. That is how smart investors stay on track for potentially getting into financial freedom.
No kidding. And Amanda, like you said, I mean, financial services professionals will help you with a rollover because this can get very confusing.
That's correct. So let's talk about fees for one moment. So fees, because every dollar you pay in hidden fees costs you. That's something that's not working for your future. So inside your 401k, you've got choices. Some funds are low-cost index trackers. Others are actively managed with higher fees baked in. So stocks don't carry fees, but mutual funds, ETFs, and custodians often do. So don't skip the fine print. Sit down with your financial services professional and make sure your investments are pulling their weight without draining your balance.
And I've said it before, Amanda, but I'll say it again, that after working with a financial services professional for many years now, there's no way I'd want to go back to managing anything investment related on my own. It's very, very tricky.
That's very true. And a lot of people come into my office and they don't necessarily want to do that either. So you start talking about, diversification. You want to have a financial advisor that is going to actively sit down with you and put together a well-sound plan. So let's talk about diversification for one moment. It's just not a buzzword. It's one of those most powerful ways to protect and grow your portfolio. So a lot of folks fall into what's called home country bias, meaning they load up on U.S. stocks and call it a day. But hey, large cap U.S. stocks have done well, but they're not the whole picture. So this year, according to the article, international ETFs are leading the pack. That's why it's more important than ever to spread your risk assets across every class, tax treatments, investment styles, geographically, and company sizes. But also note that putting funds together at different brokerage isn't really diversification in your investments. They aren't really working together. It's like trying to eat healthy by ordering five different meals from five different fast food points. But think about your portfolio like a well-balanced diet, variety, moderation, and the right mix of nutrition. And as always, talk it through with your financial services professional. It's a strategy. It's not guesswork.
I wish that I could be on a diet with going to fast food restaurants. I mean,
I think we all do.
Well, and strategy and balance are two words to live by when it comes to building a financial strategy. And we've talked about balance throughout all of our episodes. I mean, balance is the key.
That's right. So let's wrap up with something that you don't want to sneak up on you. So required minimum distributions, or what most people call it, RMDs. So once you hit 73, Uncle Sam starts knocking at your door. You have to begin taking money out of your traditional IRAs, 401ks, whether you want to or not. And if you miss it, the penalties aren't gentle. Okay. Those are the most Most of the time, it's the largest tax penalty in the book. And here's the bigger picture. Missing or mismanaging RMDs can throw off your entire estate plan. It could mean higher taxes and less money left for your loved ones. And this is why it's crucial to build RMDs into your overall financial strategy plan. And just don't plan for the retirement. You're staying in control of your legacy.
No kidding. I want to be in control of my legacy. And we've really discussed a lot of excellent 401k info today, Amanda. In the time we have left in this segment, can you tell us how a financial services professional may be well positioned to help us manage our own 401ks?
So a financial services professional can be essential team when it comes to building and managing a solid 401k strategy. So from helping you maximize contributions and then taking full advantage of employee matches to selecting low fees, diversification investments that align with your goals, where you're trying to, and you're trying to guide each and every step. They help you navigate Roth versus traditional contributions, keep an eye on required minimum distributions, and help your 401k into broader financial and enhanced planning strategies. Perhaps most importantly, they help you adjust your strategy over time as life, tax laws, and market conditions change as your retirement strategy stays sharp and ready for your financial future.
And that's a great point, Amanda. Nothing is ever permanent. So being aware that these things can change very, very quickly and talking with your financial services professional and your financial advisor about this, because they are the ones that truly stay on top of it and are able to stay on top of it. And so far, I mean, this has been an outstanding show, Amanda. What do you have teed up for us now? What do you have teed up for us in this final segment?
So let's keep an eye on retirement income by addressing a question. So I often get this from a lot of clients that walk into my office. Should I open an IRA if I already have a 401k? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So the short answer is yes. You can have both a 401k and an IRA. Since we discussed 401k thoroughly throughout the show, let's home in on IRAs. So understanding IRAs is essentially important if you have a 401k through an employer or thinking about opening an IRA on your own with the goal of beefing up your potential retirement income. All right, so let's kick off things by talking about IRAs. So individual retirement accounts. These aren't tied to your employer like 401k accounts. They're usually held at a brokerage or investment firm, which means you get a wider range of investment options. The trade-off is that you'll have lower contribution limits. Okay, so this year, if you put in up to $7,000 or $8,000, if you're 50 or older, and since there's no employer involved, there's no match on the table. Unless you're in a simple IRA or a SEP IRA, which is a great option for small businesses or self-employed, ultimately IRAs are going to be flexible, powerful, and absolutely worth a conversation with your financial services professional.
No kidding. And can you tell us more about the SEP IRAs? I mean, what is that?
So now if you're self-employed or running a small business, a SEP IRA might be your secret weapon. Unlike traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs come with way higher contribution limits. And here's the key. Only the employee can contribute. So if you're the boss, that means you're investing in your own future. Okay, you can contribute up to 25% of your gross salary with a cap of $70,000 for 2025 or $77,500 if you're 50 or older. That's serious firepower for retirement planning, especially if you're looking to grow wealth while you're keeping things small on the admin side.
That can get very confusing. That was a lot of numbers there. And Amanda, how about simple IRAs? What's the difference?
So that's a good question. So simple IRAs contributions work a little bit differently. So an employee can match up to 3% of the employer can match up to 3% of employees' annual contribution or set up a non-elective 2% contribution for each employee's salary. The latter doesn't require employees' contributions. Okay. The contribution limit for employees is $17,500 this year, with an additional catch-up contribution of up to $3,500 for people age 50 or older. Like traditional 401ks or traditional IRAs that are tax deferred until the funds are withdrawn, contributions to a Roth IRA, on the other hand, work just like a Roth IRA. They're made with after tax dollars. You don't have to take a tax break in the year of the contribution, but qualified distributions are tax free in retirement when you do start withdrawing from that. The age limit is going to be the same as 401k plans. So you have to think about it as withdrawals are penalty free after the IRA holder turns 59 and a half. And then withdrawals before that incur a 10% tax penalty unless the withdrawal qualifies as a hardship withdrawal.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. That makes sense. And is a 401k considered an IRA for tax purposes?
So you have to think about it like this. So when it comes to taxes, not all retirement accounts play the same rules. Okay. IRAs and 401ks come with different tax perks, and knowing how they work can make a huge difference in your retirement planning. So with a Roth 401k, you can pay taxes on the money going in. But if you played by the rules, your account's been open for at least 5 years and you're over 59 and a half, your withdrawals are tax-free. Now, on the other hand, traditional IRAs and 401ks flip the script. So you have to think about that as a tax break now, because contributions go in pre-tax, which lowers your taxable income today. But come retirement, those distributions are taxed as income. So ultimately, it's not just about saving, it's about how you save. So your financial services professional can help you find the right balance.
Yeah. And your financial services professional can help with all these different tax rules. I mean, this can get very confusing.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you lose money on an IRA?
Oh, well, absolutely. So your 401k can go up and down in value. So just think about it as it's just like any other investment account. So when your IRA is held at a brokerage or investment firm, it's usually invested in things like mutual funds, ETFs, or stock, and those ride the market like everything else. So an IRA doesn't come with a magic safety net. Okay, it faces the same market risk as 401ks or any other investment accounts. The keys are smart diversification, regular checkups or check-ins on your 401k, and working with a financial services professional that can help you stay the course, especially when the market gets choppy.
Oh, for sure. And we've dealt with that this year, right?
That's right.
Can a 401k be rolled into an IRA without any penalties, Amanda?
So if you're thinking about moving your 401k into an IRA, it's totally doable. And in fact, the IRS gives you a green light. But, and this is going to be a big but, you've got to do it the right way. And you can trigger a surprise tax bill plus a 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half. Nobody wants that, right?
Correct.
So the best move is probably a direct rollover. This means the money goes straight from your 401k to your IRA with no pit stops in your checking account, no mess, no penalties. Okay. It's going to be very clean, very simple, and it keeps your retirement dollars working for you and not getting sipped up off the IRS.
Yeah, no kidding. And Amanda, this has been a great episode and I appreciate all of your knowledge, because even when we're just talking about this, this can get very confusing. The taxes, the different routes that you can take. But I just want to reiterate to our listeners that everybody's plan is going to be different. It's going to be different based on who you are, you know, what you do for a living, and your financial services professional can work with you to create a individual personalized plan. And Amanda, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about 401ks and your financial strategy. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement you worked so hard for.
Yes, Amanda, thank you. And this concludes another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.